Hello. Today's episode is on Desi Arnaz. He was born March 2nd, 1917 and died December 2nd, 1986. He was born in Santiago, Cuba and died in Del Mar, California. Of course, you all know he was married to Lucille Ball, and Edith Hirsch was his second and last wife. She died before him, many years before him. His parents were Desiderato and Dolores. His grandfather was Alberto. His grandfather was one of the co-founders of Bacardi Rum. So that's a little fun fact. His dad was the youngest mayor of Santiago. And then in 1933, Cuban Revolution happened and they fled to Florida. His dad got arrested. They burned down his house. They killed his animals. There's so much damage to them. But his dad got arrested. But he had a family member with the people that were trying to hurt them, and that family member arranged for him and his family to flee to Florida. Desi attended St. Patrick Catholic School, and he went to St. Leo Prep in summertime to help with his English. He worked at Woolworth. Oh my God. I didn't know what that was, but it's a five and dime. Yeah. Desi brought the Congo to the U.S. His first movie was Too Many Girls, where he met Lucille Ball and fell in love with her. He was injured before the draft in World War II, so he worked and he organized a lot of USO tours and helped in the hospital, like the veterans hospitals and stuff, which is really good. And I mean, he was kind of ashamed of the fact that he didn't fight, and that kind of bothered him, but he did his duty in another way. He was a band leader for Bob Hope's radio show, The Response. I don't know how to say it, but Bob Hope's radio show from 1946 to 1947. And I didn't know this, and I thought I knew so much about Desi, but I didn't know that he was a game show host in 1957 on NBC. It was called Your Tropical Trip, and it was the year before I Love Lucy was on the air. I didn't know that he had a game show, which is really fun. If only it was on television, somebody could try to find it. I would have loved to have seen that, but that's chill. But yeah, all of that. And we all know that I always thought it was him and his mother. I don't know. But then his daughter said it was him and his dad. So I don't know. So he was with. He cleaned bird cages and then he worked at Wordsworth as well. So, he came a long way. Like, it's funny, it's not funny, but he came from everything. Like, he had money, he had servants and maids and, butlers and, you know, he was like very, very, very wealthy before the revolution happened in Cuba. And so he had everything, and then he had nothing, and then he had everything again. And like, it's just like his life was just like very up and down. Another thing is that he designed the Beverly Hills Hotel, which I didn't know that, but he did. But then again, like I read that he designed it, but then he also was reading that he got frustrated with it and he gave up. He gave up trying to, like, help build it because he had architecture, but he had an architect background. He could build anything. Like, he built him and Lucy's house that he lived in when they first got married. He built her that, like, a brick barbecue, and they had that in I Love Lucy. They had him build her one, you know, and I guess to, like, represent that. But he could build things. He was very, very good with, like, building things and designing things. But he designed the Beverly Hills Hotel in any case. I mean, he didn't really, he got frustrated with trying to help build it, but he did come up with the planning for it, a blueprint for it. I don't know if he got any kind of recognition for that. I don't think he did. I really don't. But that's another fact. Yeah, Desi Arnaz designed a Beverly Hills Hotel. I already did, like, a Lucy and Desi episode where I talk about their relationship, so I'm not going to talk about their relationship, but he went to, Desi and his son, Desi, they went to rehab together because they were both, like, struggling, and I've always liked that. I've always liked hearing that. Not that they had to go to rehab, but that they supported each other. And from what I could, from what I understand, the kids were a lot closer to him than they were to their mother. And there are kind of hints to that. Like, I've watched a lot of, like, some interviews with Lucy Arnaz, and she talk about her parents, but she talked more about her father than her mom. But it's like, I don't think they've ever really hidden the fact that they're closer to their to Desi than they were closer to her, their dad, than they were to their mother. They don't, like, villainize their mother at all for, but they, this is just a fact. They were closer to him. He was a really good cook. He was the cook in the household. Lucy wasn't, she could cook, but she didn't really like to, so Desi did most of the cooking. He had a really famous red sauce when they made pasta. Apparently he was really, like, was, everyone told him, like, it was the best red sauce they've ever had, so he was really, really, like, good in the kitchen. Like I said, he was really good with architecture, and the thing is that he didn't go to school for it, and I read his Wikipedia page, and I don't know where he learned how to do it. Like, there's not, like, oh, he did it because he studied it. He didn't study it. He just did it. So I don't know. It was just the skill that he had in him that he didn't have to study. He just could, he could just do it. And then I've talked about how he had an injury that he, and he couldn't fight in World War II. It was a knee injury, I'm pretty sure. And if you watch I Love Lucy, he doesn't do a lot of dancing. Like, he does slow dancing, but he doesn't do, like, anything faster than that because his knee was, like, but, I mean, also when he got, obviously when he got older, it was harder. But he didn't do a lot of, like, crazy dancing on I Love Lucy because he couldn't. So, although that was interesting. And he was also a producer, director, and writer of I Love Lucy. He was uncredited for all three of those. And his daughter's really upset about that, which I would be too. He didn't direct every episode, but he directed a lot of them, and he produced a lot. I don't know if he produced all of them, but he produced a good amount of them. He also, he actually has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for producing, so he did get credit for it eventually, but, And then he wrote a lot of episodes as well. So he was all in on that show. And then he was the head of the studio that he and Lucy ran, Desi Lu. And everyone has to give credit to Lucy as well for running that. And everyone's like, nope, it was all him. It was all Desi. Because Lucy didn't like dealing with the business side of it. So Desi did all that. So, yeah, he was very smart. He was very, very intelligent. And, you know, he was Cuban. And a lot of people looked down on him because he had an accent. And I didn't think he was that smart. But he was a lot smarter than everybody who worked in that studio. And eventually learned that. And they gave him the respect that he deserved. And they listened to everything he said. And everything he said was correct, always. So, there. Okay, so I don't really have anything else to add, so I'm going to do a commercial break and then come back and tell you why I love him so very much. Okay, so why I love Desi Arnaz so much, he is my favorite celebrity ever. Humphrey Bogart's my favorite person. And Jimmy Stewart is my favorite actor. But my favorite celebrity ever is Desi Arnaz. And I've come to the conclusion recently because of anybody. I would love to have met Desi and talk to him and like validate him a little bit because, again, when he was around, he got some recognition, but he didn't get enough of it, and I feel like he was very intelligent, very funny. I feel like everyone also said that he was like the kindest person ever. Like, he was so easy to work with, easy to talk to. But I don't know, I think he's very attractive. I think he was very talented. I think he deserved a world, honestly. I know he did a lot of damage and he cheated on Lucy. But the other thing is that he took full responsibility for it. And I know, like obviously he should, but he never blamed anybody. He apologized. He felt guilty about it. He learned from it. He never did it again. He had so much respect for Lucy and he loved her. And, you know, it was just, he was just a very kind person. Lucy said he was very sensitive and he took things really, really hard. He didn't get along with his parents. Lucy wasn't that close to her mother. I think people get the idea that her and her mother were very close, but they really weren't. There's a lot of disconnect between them. There's a lot of disconnect between Desi and his parents as well. So I feel like he and Lucy had that in common, where they were just kind of lost. And I think that's maybe why they continued to be together or be around each other, because they both had this abandonment issue, an attachment problem. But I mean, I don't think it was a bad thing. I mean, they really did love each other and care about each other, but they both had abandonment issues, and I think it shows and how they were with each other. But yeah, I mean, back to Desi, I just think he was something very, very special, someone very special, and he changed a lot about TV. He came up with the four camera technique. He came up with so many things that we use today. He was just ahead of his time, and he was the first Latin American to be on TV and to be the lead on a sitcom, first of all, to be on a studio. Like, he paved the way for every Latin American, any Latin person in general. He was the head of it all. Like, he was the first, and he did a really, really good job at leaving this mark and leaving. He's such a huge part of history, and no one really gives him the props for that, because he did so much. He changed so much, and about Hollywood and how they see certain people. And he was just great. He was great. I've seen Too Many Girls, and it was fine, but I just thought he was so cute in that movie. He was, like, so young, and he and Lucy, though, like, they were, I just love them so much. But yeah, I don't know what else to say, except I can still keep saying I love him over and over again, but I think you get the hint. Yeah, so that is all. I will talk to you next Wednesday. You can follow me at Scenes from the Screen, and my second Instagram, that's my second Instagram. My main Instagram is Lara Abdallah 737, LaraAbdallah 737. Thank you, goodbye.